So you look at Megillah Zos. Have you noticed? Vayehi b'mei shvet ha-shoftim. Pasuk beis v'ashem. Pasuk gimel v'ayomos. Pasuk dalet v'ayisou. Pasuk hey v'ayomosu. Pasuk vav v'atokam. Pasuk zayin v'ateitze. Pasuk ches v'va. You carry on. There's only eight psukim, which doesn't it? Six or eight psukim who don't start with the vav. It's unbelievable. As the whole Megillah. Pardon? Yeah. Pasuk peg base. Velenu ulenu umi. Vatoime. Vatelech. Vehine. I'm in peg base. You go to peg dalet. Same thing. Vatoime. Veato. It's incredible. You don't notice it unless you are told.
Every paragraph, just those two.
Problems. Every pasuk throughout the entire Megillah, excluding four. Excluding eight.
Starts with the vav.
Yeah.
Meaning and every time.
Yeah. Yeah, and this. How many psukim? You have to calculate. Have you got a Google calculator? 22 psukim in the first perek, 23 psukim in the second perek. In the third perek, there is Yud Ches 18 psukim. Perek Dalet, there is 22 psukim. Okay, so what's pshat in it? So I don't know. I don't know why I didn't see anybody speaking about this. I don't know.
No, I heard someone, but I can't remember what he said.
Okay, so you tell me about it. Okay, you know, I don't know. The truth is, I was trying. I wanted to look up the Mefarshim who speaks about it, but I don't know which pasuk to look for. Which pasuk to look for it? It's every pasuk. Where do you look for it? The last verse. I didn't find it. Yeah, I forgot. There's some. Yeah, so I'll tell you what I think pasuk pshat is. I'll tell you what I think is pasuk pshat. And you tell me if this is this suggested attempt makes sense or not. I'd like to suggest that Torah is something which is given on Kabbalah's day, but we've got to realize that it's an ongoing thing. It's not static. It's got to be ongoing. You've got to progress, work, and put kerchs into it. It's an ongoing. The whole Torah, the essence of Torah is that you must keep growing. You must keep working. Hence, ve, to indicate that you can't just stay put. Nice. You must keep ve, very with evolve, yeah? You must keep what?
And the connection to Rus?
Rus is nothing specifically about Rus. It's just. Exactly. I'm just saying that Rus represents. Pardon? Because Rus is on what we do on Shavuos, Kabbalah Zotere. So it indicates that you've got to have that ongoing. Yeah, Rus is, of course, by Kabbalah Zotere, Moyav, etc.
Now, if you're not going forward, you're going backwards.
Yeah, a bit like that. Yeah, if you're not going forward, you're going backwards. Yeah, very good. I don't know. Pardon? Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I don't know if it's true. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, gentlemen, we are up to Simon Mem Zayin, which is the Simon relating to Beis Torah, and we spoke about the thinking yid. We thought about the paskening yid, and now in Siv Hey, we're going to be talking about the following case. Pirkas HaTorah, asher kedushono b'mitzvoso v'tzivonu al divrei Torah. So the book is, as we say, v'harev no, v'asher bocha bonu. These are the brachas that are said. We don't say that. Mishabu points out straight away in Seif Koton Ches al Divrei Torah. The wording that we say is lasik b'divrei. What does lasik b'divrei Torah mean?
Engrossed.
Yeah, that toiling aspect, which is interesting. That the brach is on the being engrossed and being toiled like an esek, like a business. That's how we want the Torah to be. That, you know, in the middle of, you think about, it's that's the level of Torah that we make the bracha on.
Pardon? That is interesting, but isn't that
whole
thing about when you say Allah, when you say Allah?
Yes, there is.
So, according to the Nusach that the
Chabad
written,
how?
Well, I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't know. Yeah. Mishabus of Cotton Tess, Varev, no, Vish, Medactic, Loisi, Vetzetso, E, Vetzetso, Enu. Some of the Minik of saying Vetzetso, Enu, Ki called me, she should tell me Chochem. Why do we say Vetzetso, Etzetso, Enu? Is that what you say? Tzetso, Etzetso, Enu. Why do we say us and Tzetso, Enu, our children, Vetzetso, Etzetso, Enu, our children's children? Why do we go like that?
When it's threefold, it's not lost.
Torah is not lost. That's it. Very good. Very, very good. So, why? That's exactly what Mr. Blin is mentioning. Everybody was a Talmud Chacham. Uvnoi. And his son is a Talmud Chacham. Uven Benoi, Talmud Chacham, and his grandchildren is a Talmud Chacham. Shuv, and a Torah Bosekes, Mizaroi. The Torah will never disappear and get lost. Once a family has got three generations of Torah, it's solid, it stays, it's stuck, it's in there, it's in the system. And others say that we don't need to say that. So we say you don't need to say that because whenever you speak about grandchildren, automatically you speak about children as well. Okay. Mishnah Bunzev Kotten Vav says as follows on the words Ve'asher Bachabonu Ve'tomet always Tiet Filas Ha'av Ve'aim Shkuru B'fihem. A parent must always daven for their children. Ispal Al B'neihem. How beautiful Mishnah Bunzev. A person should always daven for his children, on his children, about his children. Should loyum de Torah, that they should be learning Torah with tzaddikim, and it should be tzaddikim. You should always daven for your children to be tzaddikim. Ve'balei Midos. Torah and you have good midas. So what do you daven for? What are the three things we daven for? Our children should learn Torah. Point number one. Point number two, our children should be tzaddikim. And point number three, balei midos tovos. So it looks like they don't go automatically together. Right? Sounds like it. You can be a tzaddik without learning the Torah. Can you be a tzaddik without being midas tovos? Interesting, no? It's interesting. I would have thought, if he's a tzaddik, he's got good midas. No, but you have good daven for all three things. A tzaddik, I would have thought, a tzaddik is somebody who truly, truly cares for fellow Yidden. That's part of a tzidkus, in my opinion. But it looks like, from the Mishnah Berurah, that you've got to daven for your children to be tzaddikim, as well as balei midas tovos.
You can be a tzaddik by learning Torah.
Yeah, okay, but he says you should daven that your son should be a tzaddik and should be loyim Torah. So why does that one, I'm not sure. Okay, whatever. A person should have intense kavona ba'avarabba. You should also have intense kavona when you say, we should have enormous kavona and intense kavona when we say the words leman, that we should not touch things in vain. Shouldn't be things that we do should be successful and should be permanent and should have hatzlocha, not in vain. We shouldn't create things. Things shouldn't be born out of our actions for nothing. See, what a beautiful Mishnah Berurah. Widely quoted that a shkur b'fiv. A tefillah should be shkur b'fiv. Okay, seif zayin rabo seif. Sivav Rabbi Sai, the Oima Vaharev no involved. Vaharev no. Why do we say Vaharev no? The Torah should be sweet. So we say Vaharev no? Also the Vav again, the Vav. Uh-huh. Why the Vaharev no? And it should be sweet? The Ramah says, Vyeshrem Bloy Vav. Some say, no, you don't need to say Vav. Vechenuagun, that is Dominic. Aval Yoisatoy Bloyma. Some say with a Vav, some say without a Vav. Best is to say with a Vav. Why do we say the Vav? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkov Yudalev says as follows: why? What's the background of this vav? The Harev Nov. Why vav? The bracha achasi is one bracha. The Birkas HaTorah is one extended bracha. The ilu is a bracha b'fnei atzmo. Had it be one bracha, it's a pesach b'voch. Then the Harev Nov, that paragraph would start with boch. It doesn't start with boch. So it must be that it's part of the early. One sec, it's part of the early boch. Well, forgot the smucha lechavertoi. Despite the fact that it's connected to the early one, we call mokins. Nevertheless, kim the boch is koitzeres k'tzora ishein. It's what's called in the poskim a short bracha. Have the liftoch bevoch. Should have started with boch. Midav ha'birkas like birkas avdolish pesachs boch. Avdol shesmuchas kim shek'tzores. Veish oim svira leit all opinion holds the shani birkas avdolah. It's not a birkas avdolah. Says all opinion she enon smuchos shimroy tzloima akol achem b'fnei atzmoi al nevar b'som. We can make all the independent brachas there. So both side there is a conflict over here. There is a disagreement as to whether the harev no is part of the brach or is separate. So in order to just make sure that so lemaisa what we do is we say the harev and we continue and we go. But why the siddurim say something about this harev as well? About the siddur normally says you've got to make sure about something before the Vaharev. What is it? Yeah, that's it. That's the next Mishnah Berurah. That you don't say Omein. Why don't you say Omein before Vaharev? No. Exactly, because it might be one bracha, so you don't interrupt. It's yeah, but you don't say Omein just in case you're making hefsek for Alexander Bracha. So you don't say Omein. You don't say Omein.
Why is that problem?
Because hefsek.
If it is two brachas, said Amen on the bracha as I should have done.
And if it's the one bracha, then you interrupted, you made the hapsik.
Well, I'm not the one saying the bracha, I'm just saying the bracha.
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, but.
What do I lose by doing? I'm saying what you've just said should be true.
Yeah, I hear, but you're still interrupting somebody else's bracha, I suppose. Maybe I hear what you're saying, that it's not you saying. I still feel there's an element of hefzik if you're interrupting somebody else's bracha, I believe. Okay, Rabbi says, Seif Zayin, Birkas Avos Olam, Pateres Birkas HaToyer. The bracha of Avos Olam is Pateres, the Birkas HaToyer. Im Lamad, Miad Bli Hefzik, if you learn straight away without interruption. What is this all about? What is this all about? So what we're learning over here, Rabbi says, Mishnah Berurah, we've got Yud Gimel. Avos Olam, Nokat Avos Olam, if Mashpos Lekamon. So whether you say Avos Olam or Av Rabba, it doesn't make a difference. The point is as follows. When we say the Baruch of Avos Olam, do you say Avos Olam or Av Rabba? Avos Olam? Yes. Yeah. So what you say, so Av Rabba, Avos Olam, whichever Nusach you say, you are going to be, by saying this paragraph, you're actually doing something very similar to Birkas HaTorah. Therefore, if you choose to learn Torah afterwards, you've actually been Yotze, Birkas HaTorah. You've done that. It's very similar in line with Birkas HaTorah. So therefore, by learning afterwards, you've parted the bracha of Birkas HaTorah. So, what he says is follows. What happens if you go to sleep? What he says as follows, that if, I just want to do Sifkot Yudalet, what is the poita? By saying Av Rabba, Avos Olam, whatever your nusach is, the words that are very similar to Birkas HaTorah. It's like Birkas HaTorah, same Belibeinu, Lilmoid Lamed, the same Belibeinu, we say, you should give in our hearts, Lilmoid, Ulelamed, Lishmoid, Velasos, Ulekayem. It's all very Torah related, Bracha, Velichoyre, Medisos and Mashma, that feel him, Loikivim, Bracha, Liftoy, Baze, Birkas HaTorah, Sagi, Aymi, Vialocha. If you say this bracha with the right intention, or without intention, it's a bit like you've said Birkas HaTorah. So if you go to sleep, there you go. What happens if you go to sleep on Shavuos? Gentlemen, let's say Shavuos night is on Motzei Shabbos, correct? Okay, so let's say you want to be full power. You want to be full power on Shavuos night. And in order to achieve that, you go to sleep on Shabbos afternoon. You're not for the regular 3 hours, but you extend it to six. Just in case, you know, for the learning of Torah, you know, for the purpose of Lashem Shemaim, complete Lashem Shemaim. You're doing a good 5 hours, you know, proper, solid 5 hours. Okay, now you wake up all dozed off and like half asleep, but eventually you manage to pull yourself out of it. Now, you go to Maariv, and now what you've done really is you have now, you've done a Shinas Kva. What you're doing now is you've lost you're now saying Birkas HaTorah. By learning afterwards, you've now done a new Birkas HaTorah. You've now said a new Birkas HaTorah. The difference, nafkamina, will be if in the morning so the point being is you've said, in the normal case, you don't need a new Birkas HaTorah, because the Birkas HaTorah from the morning lasts all the way till you go to sleep at night. But in a case like this, that you've gone to sleep in our Shabbos afternoon, you could have lost your Birkas HaTorah, because Shinas Kva destroys your Birkas HaTorah. You've now had the nafsek. So now what happens is that your Birkas HaTorah that you're saying later by Av Rabba, that is a renewed Birkas HaTorah. Yeah. Correct. It will not help you if you want to learn before Maariv. Yeah, that's a serious problem. If you do a Shinas Kva, yeah, it's a problem. Yeah, if it's Shinas Kva, this remains a problem. It remains a problem. It remains a problem. Shinas Kva remains a problem. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, what I'm saying is that we haven't really discussed it extensively, but a starting point is that how long does a Birkas HaTorah last? How long does a Birkas HaTorah last? Till your next sleep. If you sleep properly, you have lost your Birkas HaTorah, according to many opinions. So therefore, what up on a normal day, You say a big tzedakah in the morning, it lasts you till you go to bed by night. Okay, we're fine with that. What happens if you sleep in the middle of the day for shinas?
How long is it?
Good machloikis. Okay, but it means that you're properly sleeping.
Like a regular Shabbos shluf.
Yeah, regular Shabbos shluf. Everybody's got their own. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there is some opinion that shinas kvar is already 30 minutes. And some, see, that it's only the chumah, because some say that so we will be discussing this in greater detail, that you only say Birkas HaTorah with the night, you only lose your Birkas HaTorah with the night. But some hold that by donah shinas kvar, you lost your Birkas HaTorah. So the only point I want to bring out over here is, the Mishnah Berurah says that you may have extended your Birkas HaTorah or got a new Birkas HaTorah by saying Avraham, but that's what we're saying over here. That if you wake up and you daf Marev and you say Avraham, you've got a new Birkas HaTorah.
Had a proper long shot. And now I've got time to learn before Marav, so I'm not going to get
a conversation. I think that
it's a Sofei Bracha.
Yeah, the Mishmur later tells us, if I'm not mistaken, look in Sifyut Aleph, Shinas Kva B'yoyim Al Mitosa V'Hefzik, V'Sharim Shulah V'Hefzik, V'Chen Noagu. So there is plenty of room to be lenient. Yeah. But the Mishmur does say that I'm a Vorech Tovel of Bracha. Some say you can make a Bracha.
Isn't there a
Bracha? Yeah, so that's exactly, precisely the Machloek, because who is the lenient and who is the stringent opinion. But there is room to be good to either way. Yeah, it probably is, yeah. So there is a machlokes as to whether you should, in your instance, that somebody had the shinas kva in Shabbos afternoon, as to whether he wants to recite the Birkas HaTorah, that remains a machlokes. You're probably right that ultimately it's probably Sofik Bochus Dokel, perhaps. Rabbi said, to summarize what we learned this evening, we discussed that a person who says Birkas HaTorah, he should also say Varim. Now, we discussed this, the reason why there's the Vav, because it may be an extended of the earlier part of the Bocha, an extension. We also said that some hold you don't say Vav, but Lemaise said the Dominicans who say Vav. We said about Avos Oilam or Av Rabba is a Birkas HaTorah. You should, however, daven straight away afterwards. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, having said this, I wish you a very, very good evening. And I wish you a very, very good Yom Tov. Shabbat Shalom to true Emes, a real Kabbalah HaTorah. Should last the whole year. Shabbat Shalom to properly internalize the Kabbalah HaTorah. Yeah. Whether you go for Melchiks, you don't go for Melchiks, or when you go for Melchiks, whatever. The point is that the Torah should be sweet throughout the whole year. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Okay, I wish you a very, very good Yom Tov.